I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 months ago, the gang takeover of Haiti's international airport in Port-au-Prince basically shut down all air traffic. But on May 10th, Spirit Airlines resumed flights to Cap Haitien. Rosalind DeHarta for Haiti with Love says in those 2 months,
we ran out of supplies for the clinic. People were coming to us hurting. We couldn't help them. We couldn't buy the supplies. There was nothing we could do.
The supply lines are open again, but it takes time to catch up. Plus, thousands of people have fled to Cap Haitien. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org and pray for gospel opportunities for their team.
When all the other missionaries are leaving Haiti, we always stand firm because we know God is able and God can do miracles.
Finally, there's an exciting gospel video project underway for the Buddhist world. It comes from TWR Motion, a division of Transworld Radio that tells God's story through animated videos. Candace Mackey with TWR Motion says they often partner with church planters to create culturally fitting content to reach spiritual seekers online. Together with a partner ministry in Thailand, they're making a 20-video Bible story series geared to reach into the unique worldview of Buddhists.
The whole series theme, we're trying to show that Jesus is our ultimate hope. So we're trying to present Jesus as the person who can bring hope to their lives and that they can know for themselves.
This series should release in the Thai language in 2025. Between now and then, would you pray for and support the team? And if you could use these videos to reach Buddhists in a different language, reach out. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.